This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, thank you for being here this afternoon. We're going to talk about the Fish Food Pantry. David Graham, the Executive Director, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.
So, let's see now. How long have you been leading the organization?
This is my second. I'm going into my second year now. So, been there for 13 months. It's been a great ride.
And refresh people about your background.
Well, I came out of the food industry more in the commercial aspects than nonprofits, but worked quite closely with during COVID with the FEMA administration, the Emergency Management Administration for emergency food services. That kind of led me into the idea that there was a lot of need out here for people in our service that I could help with, and lo and behold, found this beautiful niche with the fish, and been here since.
And have you seen this year so far with some of the challenges going on, are the number of people seeking food, has that gone up?
It has. We're seeing probably about a 15 to 20% rise month over month. As SNAP benefits have changed, as the fallout really from businesses that have been closed, with the needs that are out there, we just see a greater percentage of people that hit that low level where they need to have some assistance, and that's really our goal, is to be out there for them.
Do you find some people that are coming in that have never had to come in before?
Oh, yes. Many people, actually. The fish is sort of that niche where we're the stopgap. We sort of help you over that crisis, small short-term crisis that you might have. And we're finding a lot of people where they're trying to make ends meet. They may have a month or two where they're just the cash flow isn't there. We serve that purpose. We're there to help them out, get them through that, get them back on their feet for recovery. And yes, we've seen quite a few new people.
Now, with inflation, I'm curious, two aspects to that. Is that impacting your clients in their maybe an increasing need, but is it also impacting you in terms of obtaining food?
Both. We see not only just the inflation, but the causes of that, the supply chain issues that broke down so many times, just take an example of eggs. Everybody has seen that in this last couple of months. The prices have gone just through the roof. So not only is it difficult for people to purchase or find those foods out on their own, but from us in a donation aspect, we're always now searching for avenues where I can find things. It's difficult times.
And, you know, when you see the egg prices go up so much, that has got to have a big impact.
Oh, yeah. There were numerous, there was avian flu that took place. There was numerous hatcheries that had fires, and just everything that could go wrong in the egg industry kind of did go wrong for 4 or 5 months, lost a large proportion of the egg-laying hens. So it's a cycle. Even when we had cash available to purchase eggs, we simply couldn't find them out in the market.
Well, and I know we don't buy eggs very much. I actually don't eat them. My wife does sometimes. But periodically, I was going through the store and just happened to look over, and I saw the price, and I thought I was looking at a misprint.
Yeah. It's quite impressive when you see egg prices double, triple, sometimes quadruple, and that was just because of the shortage just weren't out there. What helps us, Kyle, is obviously the donations and the cash flow that comes to us, and that is probably what has saved us in the way of being able to make sure we have at least product on board.
And for the people out there, I mean, you're trying to buy food, you've got family, you've got young children and all of that. It seems like every sector in the whole food area has been impacted by the inflation.
Yeah. I think we're only going to see for the next, say, 6 months, some other areas get impacted. It is a lot of the hard goods that that we need on a day-to-day basis. So just as we cycle out of it, though, things will start to improve. From our aspect, it is just that we'll have food. We'll always have something available for people. It's just now a matter of making certain we got enough to cover all the needs that are out there.
Now, one of the things that has been going on for a long time is your green bag project is a way to bring in food, and it's kind of fascinating how big an impact that's had.
Oh, that's been a wonderful project and an incredible addition to our overall operation. So that green bag program, where people in the community, we now have around 800 that volunteer to just take one of our empty, pretty little green bags. And through the course of 2 months, they'll, as they shop there, filling that up with non-perishable items and cans and canned goods and such. And then every the second Saturday of each even month, so one that's coming up here is in April, we'll have our green bag day. And they simply put that full bag now out on their porch. Our volunteers drive by, pick those up, bring them back to the fish, and that food is what we then can cycle through and bring back out to the community.
And, I mean, it's grown the number again. How many people did you say are participating?
We have a little over 800 volunteers that have the green bags themselves. Out of that, you know, we'll get 80% participation each round. And within that is anywhere from 12,000 to 13,000 pounds. So you're talking, you know, 6 tons of food that we'll receive from those generous people out there.
Wow, that's a big number, really, for, you know, just the greater Roseburg area.
Yeah, yeah.
And for the volunteers, you've got a pretty good, I mean, you've got your systems dialed in there on those Saturdays.
You know, it's been incredible. Roseburg is, as a community, has always stepped up and been a true participant in volunteering. And I think that's what makes this such a great community to work in. We've had volunteers across the board, not only doing the green bags, but those that will actually drive and pull in product for us, those that work with us every week here at our pantry. I couldn't do what we do without the kind of solid support we have.
And what types of foods, I mean, you're talking non-perishable items, but how diverse is the lineup of food you bring in sometimes?
You know, it is incredible. People will purchase and bring in things, always the staples, peanut butter that is critical for us, beans, refried beans, say, chili, those things that we always need. But beyond that is the scope of things that people will bring. Families that have just traveled to the Middle East or come back from Japan or have family out in other areas, we'll end up coming in with packages and food items that are unique and unusual and you don't see in downtown Roseburg on a regular basis. And it's a wonderful thing because it gives people a chance to have a variety of items that you wouldn't normally expect to see in a food pantry.
So it's not just, you know, the bland, what maybe most people would call bland items, but a lot more.
Yeah, it's a wide range. We had Turkish treats that were from dried figs and various items, Japanese noodles and amazing spice dishes, all of it that comes from people that are just out there. They use it, they enjoy it, they feel that it's something that potentially other people will, and indeed, we have a lot of people take them.
Now, along the way, and especially maybe during the pandemic, things shifted in a lot of different ways, and now you've got the potential for those in need to not only get the food, but get it delivered to them. Talk about that.
Yes. Well, that program is our DoorDash delivery. So last year, in fact, as you mentioned, through COVID and through the needs that we had to get food out to people, we started partnering up with DoorDash that everybody's fairly familiar with. You know, it's a pizza delivery for people in need. And for us, it's grocery delivery. So what we do is people that are housebound might have a broken hip and can't get out of their house. People that don't have transportation or utilize the bus to travel and can't carry 25 pounds of groceries in through the bus. Well, they simply call us at our office. We'll arrange to put together their emergency food box. We send it in to DoorDash. DoorDash will pick it up and deliver it out to those people free of cost.
And is that something that they're doing in a lot of other places as well?
They are doing it in about two to three other locations. We are one of the pilots, and I've been encouraging other food banks and other counties to try to use our pattern to take out this template and try it out. Because if you have the ability to do this, it's it is incredibly important for those people that, that don't have any access other than this this option.
And for some people, like you said, it might be short-term just with a medical situation or whatever. And for some people, it's not having a vehicle. And obviously not everybody wants to carry a big, heavy bag around very far. So a good option there. And how did that all kind of get started?
Well, DoorDash had this program that had actually developed this idea, trying to find and utilize their drivers in unique ways, I think, to help their communities they worked in. I heard of it through our board, and we reached out to them and found that we could work up a program that would fit our needs, and they have been just really responsive to us. So it's been an incredible group effort, and it has expanded to now we're doing probably 70 deliveries a month to people in need.
All right, back with more in a moment. David Graham of the Fish Food Pantry, the interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1249, Lars Larson at 1, Mike Winters Lawn and Garden Show coming at 4. Matt Hill, Executive Director of Douglas Timber Operators, will be on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County. David Graham from the Fish Food Pantry in now, talking about how things are going for them and some of the pressures in the areas that they work in. What about volunteers? How are you doing in that area? Because I know coming through the past year or so, a lot of organizations have been struggling to get volunteer help.
Yeah, you know, we've been truly blessed. Not only do we have a 50-year history here, so I think that footprint helps a lot. But not only do we have a solid volunteer base, but I have volunteers that have been working with the fish for 20, 25 years. And so we're fortunate amongst many of the other volunteer organizations where we have a full platter of people that are offering to help us. And so what we actually have ended up doing is we're helping by sharing some of our volunteers with other places that other charitable operations that need people to help out. And the county itself has a big event coming up here, the Make a Difference Day. I'm on that committee, planning committee, and that one has become a day of volunteering. It's going to happen in October of this year, and it'll be a huge thing to kind of encourage and identify those places that need help as well as those people that want to help.
Well, and for some people, during the pandemic, it was kind of a pause in a lot of different things. And now it's trying to get them essentially retrained to get back out there.
Yeah. It's reopening again. We see it in the number of people that have come through. It's becoming, I think we're normalizing back to that the idea that interaction is good, and it is very positive to see people face-to-face versus just having to do it on screen or through a voicemail.
So for fish, what are some of the things people can do as volunteers?
So we have beyond the green bag operation, which is probably the most extensive one that we have, we have people that volunteer every day that we are open. So my entire operation is run essentially by our volunteer staff. They'll come in and help us organize the foods, put them out to the community, help the community as they come through. They do the bookkeeping and record keeping. We have staff that'll come in and help me with cleanups and such. It is a wide web of people, and I'm always encouraging anyone that is interested to reach out to me. I'm always happy to talk them through if we have space available for volunteers. It's a great thing to do, and it makes you feel good when you're done with the day.
It seems like there's a lot of flexibility there about, based on when somebody's available or what day they could help, that kind of thing.
Exactly, and different talents. Some are really strong on computers. Some are great with the ability to transport foods for us. Anybody that is interested in working and volunteering, oftentimes we find a useful purpose for them.
Now, what about funding? Talk about how you're funded.
So our funding is threefold. We have the food donations that essentially make up a large majority of the food items that'll come through and out to our customers. We have cash donations that happen both from people individually that just want to donate some dollars to us, as well as corporations. We just this morning accepted a marvelous check from Alpha Heating and Air. They had done a fundraiser, and we received a generous check from them. So there are corporations that do it, and then there is grant writing. We write and seek grants from everything from United Way to large corporations, the Ford Family Foundation that is here in Roseburg. Each of those have funds that they will give out in grant to those people, those communities, and those charities that are in need.
Now, do you have any special events that you're working on coming up?
Well, a couple of them that are pretty exciting. I did mention the Make a Difference Day. I think that's going to be a great one community-wide for people to look for. Where we are located, the Fish is located right next to Aviva Health. And Aviva and us and that whole area is what's called a Jerry Bruce Community Commons. And it's a land tract that was donated specifically to give nonprofits a home. So there are several of us all around there, and we're doing what's called a Hope Springs Eternal. It's going to become an annual event, and this one will be on a Saturday. It's going to be open to the public. It allows people to come in and tour and get information and do some fun games and just have a chance to see just how many services we have just right concentrated right there in at that community commons. And that's that I'm really excited about. And then there's the upcoming UPS has a truck rodeo that's going to be taking place out of Douglas County Fairgrounds. And to enter that truck rodeo, they're asking for food donations, and those canned donations are, again, going to be coming back to us at the Fish.
Wow. So a lot of things going on. And the event out at the nonprofit campus, do you know when that's scheduled for?
That is on May 6th. We'll have it up. We have a website. We also have it on our Facebook page, and there's a Facebook page specifically for the Jerry Bruce Community Commons, too.
Now, being on that nonprofit campus, obviously, if people need help with food, they may need other things. Talk about how you work with all the other agencies that can provide services to people.
Well, exactly. And again, this is that idea of it being sort of a one-stop shop. Across the street from us is the Family Development Center, which has great services for infants and children, newborn moms that'll come there. Oftentimes, they'll actually send those moms over to us because we have free formula, baby food, and infant care supplies, so they can come over to the Fish and receive those things that they might need. Of course, directly across from us, or part of our structure actually, is Aviva Health, and a huge range of health services, community services that they offer, from just a broad range from dental to lab work to full on doctor services. It's incredible to have them. Above us is UCAN and at the daycare centers. UCAN is sort of an umbrella agency that has multiple services for financial aid and such. All of these have a great opportunity for services, and the nice part is you could come to one place and literally walk just within hundreds of feet and find yourself in front of another need that can be taken care of.
So it seems like all these agencies do really well at working together.
That is our idea. This is really, again, it's a commons, so it is something where, and we want to make this this brand understandable for people. It's a place where we all can communicate, all can work together, and if there are needs that we see in a client from ours, we're able to help them by guiding them to the next place right next door.
And if people want to find out more about Fish, what's your website?
So it is the Fish of Roseburg. It'll be you can find it on our website. That's also our Facebook page, our Twitter label. It works for everything.
All right, David Graham, Fish Food Pantry, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you so much.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.